This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
I'm Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Yay!
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, you know, our party theme is happening. We're dancing. We're shaking. You're not shaking your booty, but I'm shaking mine. Or should we be shedding a tear today, Super Don?
That, you know, I'm a little bit conflicted here. Because, right. You know, the children, the kids were just saying yay. And I always like to do that at the beginning of our Friday show because it's Friday. But
yeah.
It's kind of an interesting Friday, isn't
it? It's a farewell Friday to our friends at GCN. Although not totally. That's the thing that's interesting about this transition. We aren't leaving our syndicator. We're just transitioning to a new way to deliver you Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast middle of the week, Monday through Friday. And so we're celebrating because it's a really exciting opportunity to reunite, get the band back together. What do I mean by that? Well, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, reinitializing, if you will, relaunching Natural News Radio with the Robert Scott Bell Show. So starting Monday, the 18th of March, if those of you listening live, from 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific, the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday, through Natural News Radio. And, of course, our Sundays will still be with GCN syndicated on broadcast radio as well around the country. But, it's kind of melancholic a bit, but I think overall a celebration because we're going to be reaching out to a whole new and even larger audience with the Health Ranger. So I think overall it's a good thing.
It most definitely is, and it's really exciting to see. They're putting the finishing touches on things over at the website right now, but it looks like you're going to have the ability to listen to the audio stream. You know, let's say, for example, you're driving down the road or, you know, you're in a situation where you can't sit there and watch the video stream.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have access to that, but you're also going to have access to the video stream as well. And so, dude, this is kind of a big deal here.
Yeah.
As I'm looking at this, it's going to be kind of like all you can consume of Robert Scott Bell Show any time of the day or night.
Well, you know, they've been calling us a media empire, right? So might as well act like one.
Am I supposed to do a Darth Vader impression
right,
here?
Right. No. It's going to be good, y'all. Hey, we got a great show today. Of course, our good friend, Professor Dr. Brian Hooker, is joining us to dismantle the latest claims that the MMR vaccine actually reduces the incident or risk of autism. It's absurd. Yes, you know it. But we're going to go through this 8-pointed rebuttal that Brian Hooker has put together. And then in hour two, we're going to learn about three swimming lanes for hemp and CBD and a pharmaceutical CBD. So you got hemp, cannabis, CBD. It's fascinating because who's been on top of this since the beginning? Stuart Tump from CV Sciences, and he had really delivered some interesting information. I'm excited about it. I mean, some people are not going to be, but we're going to you know, pick this apart and explain the three lanes for CBD moving forward here in these United States. So that's what we got on tap. But first and foremost, is there a tempering of the attacks on so-called anti-vaxxers? Very interesting. Now, you know, it's been feeling much like a witch hunt, right? Those of you who are vaccine hesitant, as the WHO has put it out there, or those of you who have come to the conclusion, as have I, that we can get by just fine without vaccines and be much healthier because of it. Well, the question is there going to be any intellectual integrity in discussing these various belief systems manifesting in behaviors, right? It's all or nothing. You're evil anti-vaxxers, or you're all in, and you don't ask any questions about any of them. And, of course, that's that in-between phase. Now, there's an article that came out a few days ago at the Children's Health Defense, right, RFK Jr.'s, by Vera Sharov. And it's very interesting because he's, you know, laying it down. It's a witch hunt. The fact is, you know, you look back at the measles outbreak, the Disneyland thing that kind of started the SB 277 focus. Let's eliminate exemptions, philosophical, religious. We'll leave it to doctors to do medical. And then now the doctors are being attacked. In fact, in Oregon, I mean, they're looking to basically make it to where you have no exemptions except medical, and doctors can't even give it to you. It's going to be up to the health department. And that homeschool groups, because they can't go to regular school now, will not even be allowed to get together as homeschool groups and go out on field trips. I mean, you want to talk about draconian, Oregonian stuff, Super Don? I'm telling you, you live in a bizarre state. What's happened there?
Didn't used to be that way.
No.
It's kind of interesting. It's like because California is next to Oregon. California sneezed on Oregon, and Oregon got caught crazy.
Yeah, crazy cold, right? And so, you know, it's a witch hunt. It is a witch hunt. The question is, you know, the more they do it as a witch hunt, as a Salem burning or a book burning, calls for censorship, whatever that is, the question is, will cooler heads ever prevail? I don't know what's going to happen in Oregon. It's not looking good right now. But there was an interesting article that just came out on CNN today. And it says, definitely not an anti-vaxxer. Some parents push back against recommended vaccine schedule. And it's the first kind of temperate mainstream media article that I've seen, CNN of all places. And they're talking about a family that says, you know what, we're not anti-vaccine. We've just modified the schedule, and we're much happier with that. And, again, I'm not here to say, oh, CNN has come over to the light side. But it is an interesting leak, so to speak, from the angry, violent anti-vaccine or parents who are vaccine-questioning rhetoric that we've seen for recent times in media.
That's true, because for a long time now, even saying I want to delay the schedule, I want to spread things out, you are automatically branded as an anti-vaxxer. It's like there's no middle ground, there's no understanding. It's either one way or the other, black and white. Right. And the CNN article, I thought, was and again, shocked.
Yeah.
CNN.
Yeah.
That they would put out an article that really has more of a moderate tone to it.
Yeah. So what are we to make of this? I mean, could it be it's kind of a trial balloon to say, hey, guys, you know, our you know, angry against the anti-vaxxer rhetoric is backfiring, right? Just like the whole idea of fake news, and then Donald Trump says it's fake news, and then they go, stop saying fake news. You know, this to me is inevitable, because we're actually saying, bring on the censorship, bring on the calls for censorship, because it makes you look as bad as you are, right? And it makes us look like, hey, we're the reasonable ones, which we are. But, you know, in terms of reasonableness, it's interesting because, you know, we know people that are allied with us in our perspective about vaccines. Yet they will look at somebody who says, I just want to modify the schedule. I want to do the vaccine-friendly plan. And some of our friends might be very angry and say, well, you're not one of us, because you actually believe that some of them are okay to give. I'm like, no, we're about freedom here. We're about you get to make an assessment, because we believe you are the parents. We're not the parents. You are the parents. We're the parents of our own kids. And you get to decide whether you work with a doctor or not. That belongs in your purview, not in government's purview. So if you decide something that we don't agree with, we're not going to come out and witch hunt you and call you, oh, you're not anti-vaxxer enough. That's just not our way, Super Don. And I know that might upset some of our listeners. But, hey, I'm going to live with, let's say, the freedom argument. That's where we are.
I can sleep well at night knowing that I'm not trying to force other people to do things I believe they should.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
And that's just not, and some people feel like, you know, like it should be that way.
Ooh, and speaking of that controversy, Dr. Paul Thomas, a pediatrician from Oregon, was on Highwire with Del Bigtree yesterday.
That's right.
And, you know, he presented the data coming from his own practice, hundreds, thousands of patients. You know, the fact that the autism is very rare in those patients, one out of like 700-something in patients that had no vaccines, right? In partial or so-called vaccine-friendly plans, it was like four out of 400. I don't know, it was higher. It was like 1 in 400 or something. But still, way less than the CDC going 1 in 40-something or 1 in 36. And so listen to his statement at the end of it. See if you are angry with Dr. Paul Thomas or you go, oh, okay, I can deal with that. And let's discuss it for a couple of minutes here. Give a listen.
It's horrible. I've been with families who've lost kids.
Right.
It's horrible for you. But I've also been with families who've had vaccine-injured kids. And that's horrible.
Right.
So where is the balance? We need to stop finger-pointing and you darn non-vaxxers, you're causing this, and you vaxxers are causing this. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
We all want the same thing. We want healthy kids. And we need to quit pointing fingers and insist on the data.
Well, even though I could say that we all don't want the same thing, I'd say most parents, we all want the same thing. We want healthy kids. There are people that I think are part of a nefarious shill type agenda that really don't care. They're all about, hey, can we sell these vaccines? Can we make sure everybody gets them via mandate? That's a violent step in a different direction. But what Dr. Paul Thomas says is like, listen, you get to believe what you want to believe. We can get along as long as, again, force and fraud is not at play here, Super Don. So, again, my perspective on I'm not angry with this guy, but I know people that will be because he's still vaccinating. And, yeah, I could say that if I were a physician, a medical doctor, I would not, based on what I know. So we could say maybe he's compromised, too.
The problem we've got going on right now is there's a lack of willingness between some people here to communicate and talk about the situation and reach some type of reasonable place where people can get along and coexist, right? I mean, that's all we've really wanted, right?
Sure, you know, I just don't want the use of force or fraud by government to play rule today. Exactly.
So, you know, I think he's taking a very reasonable stance saying, look, you know, you've got people over here saying, oh, it's the anti-vaxxers. Yeah. And you've got people on the other side saying, oh, look, it's the vaxxers. You know, and really the compromise in the middle where, you know, everybody can get along here, we don't have this craziness going on where you've got this huge push by one side that really kind of holds all the marbles, you know, to try and coerce and force people to do what they think is the right thing to do.
Remember this, folks. If Dr. Thomas, nice guy, he's still an allopath. As I said, there's the allopathic handicap. They're still allopathic doctors, so don't expect them to fully embrace where we are. They're going to continue to do what they're trained to do, even if they come to different conclusions, unless they just want to give up their medical license, and that I would respect them for that, too. All right, y'all, we got Brian Hooker ready to go, and then we got Stuart Tomp after that. Great show. Don't go anywhere. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, for our friends in Oregon, disappointing news earlier today as a controversial, what they call, vaccine bill that would eliminate the parents' ability to say no based on religious or even philosophical grounds to MMR and other vaccines is passed out of committee. To talk about this and also the claims that an old study is now saying that if you get the MMR, you're less likely to get autism. It's Brian Hooker. Professor Hooker, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I think it's a really timely, everything that you do is timely, absolutely. but this whole, you know, the furor that is happening in state legislatures everywhere, regarding trying to crack down on vaccine exemptions. I mean, we really, really need to address this. We really, really need to mobilize. And so obviously this is bad news.
Yeah, I'd like to think that legislators would respond to scientific revelations that, studies on safety and efficacy have never been done in reality, inert placebo-controlled studies. We've talked about that for years. But this House Bill 3036 in Oregon, and we have a lot of listeners in Oregon. You're not far from there. Superdon's in Oregon, although his kids are all grown. But, as we reveal the intent to go for adult mandates, I think, again, the expansion is not, it's not just about kids. You have a guy that's clearly not healthy promoting this thing. If you just look at the guy, and I don't like to pick on people for being overweight, but come on. And yet they're proposing that because of this so-called measles outbreak, which happens in often cases in populations that are fully vaccinated.
Absolutely. It's in vaccinated populations. There is what's called a measles paradox. And even, you know, if you look at one of the most pro-vaccine scientists that ever set face on this, on God's green earth, Dr. Gregory Poland, he's written about the measles paradox, and he talks about how these measles cases will break out and actually increase in severity in highly vaccinated populations. They're seeing that right now in the Ukraine, where they have a vaccinated, you know, they basically ran through mandated vaccines, and they're seeing an outbreak of many, many thousands and thousands of measles cases, where consequently that's where the measles, what I would call a cluster, came from Clark County, Washington, and down in Multnomah County, Oregon, where they just have a handful of cases. It came from the Ukraine, and patient zero was fully vaccinated.
Wow. Yeah, once again, this is the information that is reluctantly revealed, sometimes inadvertently or buried at the bottom of a mainstream news article, but for the most part, underreported or not reported at all. As we've talked about the, if we can call it a controversy, I mean, if you can claim that vaccines are safe and effective, which is more of a religious dogma or cult-like mantra, we'd want to say it's based on some sound scientific publications. But as revealed, you know, most recently on Highwire a couple of weeks back, you know, there is no evidence that they've ever done a study that has a inert placebo, which is the so-called gold standard. And then they start moving the goalpost and say, Professor Brian Hooker, I know you're a PhD and everything, but, you know, we really don't need to do that because it's just obvious that these things work. I'm like, really? That's how it works? They could just declare it so and that's it?
That, you know, the FDA is just basically a minefield of pharmaceutical intervention, and they are indeed a captured agency, and they have this mantra that, well, we can't do an inert placebo, you know, we can't have an unvaccinated population in the placebo because it would be unethical to withhold vaccination to this particular population. That's a bunch of crap. I'm sorry. There are huge pockets of unvaccinated children that can be studied and are being studied, fortunately, in the United States. And so, you know, to have an unvaccinated population, to have the gold standard double-blind placebo test, which they refuse to do, is the only way that they would ever establish safety and efficacy of these particular products. And they just flat out have not done it.
Well, and they would accuse us, you know, or me in particular, of promoting, let's say, homeopathic medicine. I don't sell anything, but I talk about it. And then, you know, the clinical evidence, there is peer-reviewed articles about that, including inert placebo-controlled studies. But that's not, you know, valid because their belief system doesn't allow them to see beyond molecular reductionist hypotheses, if you will, if I can even call them that, that antigens, along with the other garbage in a vaccine, elicits in some cases an antibody response, and that's sufficient to prevent any given disease. I would argue that at best it prevents the expression of, that is, the symptoms that you would see manifest, but that is not optimal health. It doesn't bring about immunity as the way a naturally acquired infection and overcoming it would do. We're going to take a break here. Professor Brian Hooker is with us, and he's got 8 points he wants to bring up, and there's an article linked up about an old MMR study, claiming now that getting the MMR vaccine prevents or reduces the potential for autism. This is incredible. Let's take it apart after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump gets out his veto pen for the first time in his presidency Friday.
To defend the safety and security of all Americans, I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was.
Facebook and YouTube have removed the video of a terrorist walking into a mosque and opening fire. Facebook officials say police alerted them to the video on their platform shortly after the live stream started, and they quickly removed it. President of the Security Studies Group, Jim Hansen, on this terrorist attack.
It's horrific. It's hard to even imagine the mentality that decides I want to not just slaughter a bunch of people because of my obscene beliefs, but I want to broadcast that to the world in the hopes of creating a race war, which was his avowed goal. And I think it's horrific.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I referenced Professor Brian Hooker's study just the other day as it came out and was put out in the world for everybody to review, and I want y'all to look at it. But more importantly, we've got the author of that overview, a scientist rebuttal to the Danish cohort study. I referenced that study as if it's old. I didn't mean the study that's being published is, but explain the difference of what I was trying to say.
Well, what it is based on is, you know, it's a study that's in 2019, and dubiously it's based on old data. It's based on data for autism from 1999 upwards to 2010, in Denmark and so forth. Therefore, there's a wide swath of the population that they're not considering in this particular study, even though they could consider it. And I think, you know, there's something there. When these individuals do these particular studies, they're looking and searching and trying to find subgroups where they will not find an effect. Obviously, three out of the four authors on this particular study work for a Danish vaccine manufacturer. They're not going to come out and tell you that the MMR is unsafe.
Sure, and that's one of the issues when we bring up concerns we have about published studies. Are there any conflicts of interest that could have a bearing on the study design or the outcome? Now, you've listed 8 points. Again, and I may be oversimplifying it, but basically I've seen the headlines about this. My gosh, it means that MMR vaccines are so great that you're reducing the incidence or likelihood of autism manifestation, which is a shocking claim compared to what we've seen in the CDC study that you parsed and published information on, which is almost the opposite.
Correct. It is the opposite. And one of the things that you find in this particular study is that they have not correctly analyzed the data. They have under ascertained the autism incidence in Denmark, which has been reported very rigorously that the autism incidence in Denmark is 1.65%. And when you look at how many children, supposedly they looked at the entire Denmark registry for these particular years where that incidence does apply. And they found less than 1% incidence of autism. So, you know, starting right out of the gate, they had children missing from their study to the tune, you know, if you look at the statistics and what they should have in terms of their autism outcomes, they were missing over 4,000 patients that have been diagnosed with autism in Denmark. So what happened to them? You know, where did they put them?
Well, is this a part of the study designed to eliminate them on purpose, or did they just, you know, trash data like at the CDC?
I think it's a little bit of both. If you go to my second point in my article, there many of the children that were in this particular cohort were just too young to get an autism diagnosis. They claimed that the average age of diagnosis in their particular sample was 7.22 years. And so, but they had children down to age 3 in this particular study. So they didn't take the time to eliminate children that were obviously too young to get an autism diagnosis. So that means that they're looking at these young children, too young to get an autism diagnosis, counting them as non-autistic controls. And what that does is that biases the whole study into what's called a null hypothesis, meaning that it's biased towards not finding a particular effect. In fact, when you do the analysis and you look at the statistics, fully 31% of the children were just too young in this study to get an autism diagnosis. So that accounts for a lot of them. And I think that there's about 1,000 cases that I can't account for that have just gone missing. And we know that historically from the Denmark registry, that when children get older in the Denmark registry, they tend to lose track of them. And so there are these cases that are not ascertained, that we do not know what the vaccination status is. And so they're under ascertaining, they're including children way too young to get a diagnosis. And again, they're not looking for what, you know, they don't want to find.
Right. So again, we come back to study design. If you want to design a study to say, how do we convince the world that the MMR vaccine not only doesn't contribute or increase the risk of autism, let's have it, you know, be the outcome that it shows that it's reducing the potential, manifestation of this autism. And this is one of the ways you would do it. And you're mentioning two of them. One, eliminate 4,400 kids with autism diagnosis from the overview study. Two, include kids that are way too young on average to be even diagnosed with autism. So that doesn't seem to be an oops or an accident.
No, it's not. It's not an accident. And interestingly enough, they could have done this study and they could have used more up-to-date records and done a robust job on this study and eliminated children that were at least younger than 7 years of age, which, you know, again, they say by their own admission, that's their average age of diagnosis. So, you know, these data, if they made the data available, then anybody could walk in and actually do a valid study on this. They're just choosing not to. And from the very, very start, their study design is trumped up so they don't find that particular effect. You know that they're not going to find the effect because you look at the study design, and everything is biased towards not finding a relationship with MMR, and indeed to indemnify the MMR. In fact, they included, you know, it's interesting because they exclude children, they include children that have genetic propensity, genetic comorbidities that you would associate with autism. They did not eliminate them, you know, as long as they were diagnosed with this genetic comorbidity, which a lot of times you don't find until after age one. As long as they were diagnosed after age one, they were included. So, you know, if they were unvaccinated or vaccinated, it doesn't really make a difference. They have, you know, something like Rett syndrome, which would have a propensity to have a co-diagnosis of autism, and they've left those children in the study. Again, they should have eliminated those particular children. It's not appropriate because of the genetic biases that introduces.
Well, I remember, and this is kind of a little off the topic, but in it, the last week we were covering the Joe Rogan interview or Peter Hotez, and one of the things he told Rogan is like, oh, we know this is all genetic because we do MRIs on children and we can see it in their brain. I'm like, well, I don't recall ever hearing about a peer-reviewed published article that says we've definitively found the genetic cause and we can identify it via MRI scans.
MRI is not gene sequencing.
It's crazy talk.
It's completely preposterous. And, you know, you look at Peter Hotez's conflicts of interest, they're myriad, and he comes across as almost, you know, this is a person that said that the moms in the quote-unquote anti-vaccine movement are the useful idiots of the anti-vaccine movement. That is completely offensive. These moms in this movement are so well learned. I mean, you know, a lot of them I really wouldn't want to debate because they put me to shame. They go through the scientific literature.
And also, you know, we've seen reports in the media that on average the people who are questioning or who they're now calling us vaccine hesitant are more, you know, advanced in terms of education levels, etc. So that argument is kind of, well, it's a false argument, as we know. Now, let's get back to this overview of this new study based on old data. You had mentioned the failure to eliminate the genetic condition scenarios. Number four on your list was the use of two different MMR vaccines. Why is this problematic?
Well, what they've done is, you know, for the most valid portion of their sample, which is between those that were born between 1999 and 2007, they used an MMR vaccine that's not distributed in the United States. It's GlaxoSmithKline has a product called Prolix, and Prolix has a different measles virus. It has a measles virus called Schwartz. It's a Schwartz measles strain in it. And then for the younger kids where you wouldn't see autism diagnoses because they were just indeed too young to get one, they used the Merck formulation, which Merck is their formulation is called MMR2. And so you look at the relevancy to the United States, it's absolutely not there. You know, the children that received the same vaccine that has been distributed for decades in the United States, the children in the Danish study were just too young to get an autism diagnosis. So, you know, again, by switching this, they really show their true colors. You know, they could have excluded, you know, they could have looked exclusively at the Prolix vaccine. They didn't want to do that because they want to identify both MMR vaccines. So I think what they've done intentionally with their study design is they've included years for both MMR vaccines so somehow they can identify both formulations in one broad swath. But they're two different animals. They have two different measles viruses in them.
Right. By the way, if those of you asking, well, why isn't the GSK one in the U.S.? Well, I think there's a whistleblower lawsuit against Merck for spiking, using rabbit's blood to spike the result of the mumps portion that was not apparently eliciting any antibody response in the test subject. So that was for Merck's motivation to have a monopoly on MMR in the United States. Now, number five on your list of the reasons why this study is saying the MMR is somehow connected to a reduction in potential for autism or autism risk, you talk about a failure to control for the dosage effect.
The dosage effect is the fact that, you know, they have children in this study that are old enough, some children who are old enough to get two MMR vaccines, and one, you know, as an infant at about 15 months of age, and then another one later on in life. And what happened in Denmark is they changed the recommendation. It used to be before 2008, the recommendation was that children didn't get their second MMR until they were 12 years of age. And they decided in 2008, the powers that be that decide the infant immunization schedule in Denmark decided to lower that age to 4 years. So now they have the younger children who are getting two MMR vaccines, which are too young to get an autism diagnosis, and the older children in the study have just gotten one MMR vaccine. They're old enough. So if there is, you know, when this came out with the Wakefield case, it's called challenge rechallenge, where a child regresses after the first MMR and then they regress further after the second MMR. So the children where you would see that sort of dual regression are too young in this study even to get an autism diagnosis. So they haven't made any type of attempt to control for that. They haven't, you know, excluded those individuals that got the second dose or included or, you know, exclusively. So you really, really have no idea what is going to happen with this. And again, because the older children did not receive that second MMR vaccine until, you know, after they aged out of the study,
right,
then it biases it towards not finding an effect.
Okay. Well, we've got three more points to cover. We're going to take a break and come back with Professor Dr. Brian Hooker to go through this study to help you communicate it more clearly if you're not understanding any of this. Fascinating revelations. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration dates. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Remember, hour two, we're going to do more on CBD, the science of cannabidiol from hemp, and more. But right now, Brian Hooker continues here. We got three more points to go through in your article showing that this claim that the MMR vaccine can reduce the incidence of autism, which I, you know, is ludicrous on its face, but you're picking it apart based on the scientific, methodology of the study itself. And number six, you talk about statistical method failed to capture those children with delayed diagnosis of autism.
Okay. What happens here is the scientists behind this study use a non-transparent method that is based not on the individuals that got the MMR vaccine and not got the MMR vaccine, but they look at person years after they received the MMR vaccine. And so what that means is that if a child got the MMR vaccine and then, you know, within a month, within a year, got an autism diagnosis, they are weighted much more heavily than those children who got an autism diagnosis that were delayed. And so we know, you know, when you're a parent of a special needs child like me, you know there are delays in getting your son or daughter properly diagnosed that have nothing to do with when they regressed after vaccination. And many of these, again, many of these children, they get their MMR vaccine at 15 months of age. Practitioners are unwilling to give an autism diagnosis until the children are much older. And so what that does is that it dilutes the finding. The longer it takes to get an autism diagnosis in this particular study after vaccination, they discount that. They say, okay, well, that is a less valid autism diagnosis than if you got the vaccine. And again, you know, that's a model that comes from infectious disease, like, oh, I'm exposed to the flu, and then 2 days later, I get the flu.
Right.
It doesn't work that way for these chronic non-infectious diseases, and this is something that they borrowed from the CDC. CDC does this all the time in order to just dilute any type of effect.
Fascinating. Again, they apply this infectious disease scenario inappropriately to something that is not an infectious disease scenario with the vaccines. Number seven on the list, vaccinated male siblings of children with autism show more autism diagnoses. Why is this an issue with us?
This is really interesting because it's buried in there. There's a supplement to this article that you have to kind of search online, the journal where they published this article. You have to search for a supplement. It's not in the main article, but they did what's called a survival curve, and they looked at older children, and these were vaccinated children that had an autistic sibling. And what they found was that in the vaccinated group, many, many more boys were receiving an autism diagnosis than the boys in the unvaccinated group. So we know that, you know, if you have a sibling that's autistic, you do have a greater chance of having autism. But what this survival curve shows is that the unvaccinated children are getting much less autism, and it's protecting against autism to keep them unvaccinated. And there's no mention, just not even a ripple in this particular article of this whole effect. And, you know, it's very stark. You see it, you see it very, very clearly in the figure. There are many, many more autism cases when you vaccinate these children. And so they cover it up.
Do you just have, like, superhuman scientific abilities that they lack, the authors of this study? Because, I mean, if you could find it, and it's related to this information, and it's a supplement that reveals the opposite of what they want you to see, again, I ask, you know, are they just dunces, dunderheads, incapable of doing real science, or is there an inherent bias?
There is inherent bias. Their culture, their religion is scientism. It's not science. And so therefore they are biased not to find an effect. They think that they're unbiased, but I think that, you know, there's a level that I've seen of delusional, the scientists are, when you look at some of the things that I FOIA'd from the CDC, you look at their everyday the conversations, they're deluded into thinking that, you know, this whole vaccine industrial complex is somehow helping children. And they just, you know, it doesn't compute when they see the opposite. So they obviously ignore it.
Wow. And, you know, that's where we started our discussion today, pretty much on the apparent conflicts of interest of the authors themselves. And I don't know how much this is actually resonating with, I think that, you know, the families of children who have been injured by vaccines, they look at this and they go, this is absurd. Even if they're not PhD scientists like you, they know it because they've seen it. The question is, will this change anything? I don't know. I think it makes their bias even more apparent, more absurd. And Brian Hooker, I certainly appreciate all of your efforts and intense investigation to reveal this for all of us to understand it better.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, we got to go. Remember, folks, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.